Morning, look with me there, Acts chapter 2. Appreciate the good song. Acts chapter number 2. Verse number 47, if you look with me there. Acts chapter 2, verse number 47. You pray for me, God would help me, and I'd be in the right mind frame this morning. And I might preach in the Holy Ghost. God give glory. The Bible said, praising God and having favor with all the people, the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. This is the first church that we find in the Scripture. I believe the formation of the church was already there. I know there's different opinion about when the church really started. I understand now that the church was a called out assembly of believers that come to meet together under the headship of Christ. And the church is local, made up of many churches that are God's true churches. I understand that that's one coming together, but there are local churches that God wrote to and established. God don't have what you call one big Roman body. This is a local body that God established. And it is a living organism. It's God's church. And in the book of Acts chapter 2, they was gathered together praying. The Holy Ghost fell on them and filled them. And they, thank God, preached the Word of God. Of course, there's 3,000 added to the church on that day of Pentecost. And the Bible said here, and you're hearing that they added to the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. And so the church is the believer. That's who the church is. The church is not the building we meet in this morning. The building is, we call the house of God, where we come together and assemble and have worship. But this is not the church. The building is not the church. The building, my friend, is a place that we assemble into. The people that's been born again is the church. They've come together in this local church, which is called Westside Baptist Church. Thank God that just identifies us as a name. And the church, thank God, comes together in worship and glorifying God. We're to uphold what God says. Everything God does in this dispensation, God does it through His church. And God even said in James 5, if any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. The church, thank God, has the authority that God gave them to have the power that thank God to preach the gospel and to carry out what Christ left us to do, and therefore the church ought to have power in it today. The church is not a social club. We don't come together just to socialize. Even though we do socialize, it ought to be surrounded because of Calvary and the fellowship of God. I understand and know everything we do. Ain't God don't just necessarily carry a spiritual mind. Amen. You might talk about something that's not what we'd call spiritual. There's nothing wrong with it. But we didn't come together for that. We come together for spiritual business. We come together for men to hear the gospel. And sinners might get under conviction and get saved by the grace of God. We come together this morning as a people. And God to be edified and helped and encouraged in the faith that we might walk right and do the will of God. And God, I didn't come just to show up. Even though, friend, I like the house of God, I want to get something while I'm here. Thank God, I want to give something while I'm here. I want, when I leave here this morning, I want to know that I've been to the house of God, that I've been where the people of God are. But more than that, where the head of the church, the Lord Jesus Christ is. Thank God where He can come and meet with us in His divine power. I've been saved now for over 30 years, and I've been a part of the church. There's not been a time during my time that I've been saved that I was not part of the church. I've always been, by the grace of God, a church man. Thank God I believe in it. God put it in me. I'm not a church worshiper. I'm a Christ worshiper. But the church comes together to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. It's an impossibility to say I know and love Jesus and not love His church. The church is the body. Thank God and where it's a part of it. And a man to say that I love the Lord and don't love the church, then he's wrong, friend. You can't love God whom you have not seen and hate your brother and not love your brother here who you have seen. Hey, God, I'd rather be with this crowd than any crowd I know because I've been born into it by the Holy Ghost. And God lives in me this morning. And when He saved me, put me in and tell you what I've been in. I've got to be 31 years this December and I hadn't had a visitation committee to come and visit me and wonder where I'm at. Thank God I've always by the grace of God got in with it and went to the house of God. And I'm telling you this, if you've been saved, you got the same desire because God gives a man a desire to be with the church. Amen. That's right, praise God. Amen. I tell you, you say, I can't listen, friend. If a man gets saved, you don't have to go beg him to come to the church. Amen. If he gets saved, he'll want to be in the church. Amen. He'll want to be where God is and where the people of God are. He'll want to be around preaching. He'll want to be around giving. Amen. Ain't got the offering plate. Don't offend him. Hey, don't go around saying the preacher's out the money. Ain't God, they know it's God that you're giving to anyhow. And the church operates like that. How we go support missionaries if we don't give to them? How we go support the local assembly if you don't give to them? Thank God. God says it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. I wouldn't want to be a God robber and not give God what's His. Like God told Israel, He said the tenth is the Lord's. It's not mine, it's not yours. It's the Lord's. Amen. That's right. I want to give because God said do it. I'd rather give to the church. Thank God. And anybody else, because I know where it's going. Amen. That's right. I know God said He'd bless it too. Amen. That's right. Amen. Amen, brother. That's right. Thank God. I tell you what, I wouldn't want to give just to give. I'm giving for the purpose of glorifying God. And God says to give. That's right. It's obedience. It's right. The church. Thank God. You know what? There ain't many people take Acts chapter number 4 and read a text there and preach from it. In Acts chapter number 4, thank God, they sold their lands and houses and brought it and put it at the apostles' feet. And they gave to every man as he had need. There wasn't a selfish bone in their body. Hey, God, they gave. They went out to help. But I'm telling you this, the church ought not be have to told what to do. Amen. God help. I know sheep are awful dumb. I know sheep don't have no sense of direction sometimes. That's why God said, well, like sheep, and we need a shepherd. But I tell you, there's something in a sheep that says it's time, thank God, to give. And when we ought to give, thank God, and we don't, amen, we need a shepherd to tell us we're not doing right, amen. That's right, thank God. I tell you, I don't know why I'm on this morning. I wasn't planning on it, but I'm going to get on it while I'm on it, amen. That's right. It don't matter if nobody don't say amen. It wouldn't bother me. Amen. That's right. I'm just telling you why. You look at me this morning, friend. If you don't give, you're not right with God. That's right. Amen. I'm telling you what. You can't be like Jesus and not give. That's right. If you like Jesus, you want to give. That's right. He gave himself. And I tell you what, he just don't want what you got in your wallet. He wants you. Amen. And if he gets you, then he ain't no part with your wallet. Amen. I tell you, everybody wants somebody to, hey, God, do something else for them. I tell you, you want to be blessed, give. Amen. Jesus says, for a blessing to give and receive. I tell you, that's right. He said, give, and it shall be given unto you. I'm telling you, that ought to be a priority in the people of God's life, is to know to give. Amen. That's right. You said, I can't afford to give. Boy, I'm going to tell you what, I'd take you in a conference on that one. Amen. That's right. I wonder, how many of y'all have ate out this week? I ain't got you to raise your hand. Amen. That's right. We've been blessed, haven't we?
Amen.
That's right, son. That's right. Amen. I ate out yesterday. That's right. But I'll tell you what, I put some offering plate today too. Praise God.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. I tell you what, if it come down to me going to have that meal out or give it to the house of God, then I'm going to give it to the house of God.
Yeah.
You say that's bondage, preacher. No, it's not bondage. It's right. Amen. It's just obedience. If you want the blessing of God on your life, then give. Amen. I mean, the church is put on this earth for the purpose of the gospel. And if we don't give toward the gospel, amen, we're not doing right. Listen, nobody don't owe you nothing. Amen. People think everybody owes them something today. That's why they live under the government rule.
Yeah.
Amen. What's Obama going to do for me? God, what about Jesus?
Amen.
What about Jesus? What can he... You. That's why, boy, I don't want to get mad and mean this one. Boy, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to praise what's coming to me. I'm telling you right now, these people that sit in this church that depend on Obama more than they do God, you need to come to altar and repent this morning. That's why the church don't have no power in it. It's because we don't live by faith. And we say, oh, I'm going to get that little old check from Obama. I tell you, God give you a whole lot more than that if you'd believe him.
Yeah.
Amen. I tell you that. God's greater than that. Amen. I tell you, if we just learn to trust God and live by faith and do what he says, he'll meet the need. Amen. But I tell you, the church in this day has got so weak that it won't give no more. That it won't do what God says no more. I tell you, they gave and God blessed. Hey, I want to tell you one thing. God will never let a missionary that's called to him thank God, my friend, to go without getting something unless the church has not given. Amen. That's right. Amen. I tell you what, I remember back years ago, I've seen them put a dollar bill in the offering plate. They'd keep about 200 in their pocket. Amen. That's right. God, you know, here's the thing. He told Israel to give a tenth. That's why he said it was a tenth. The tithe is the Lord's. That means if you make 100, God just says, give 10 of it to me. That's what he said. That's what he said. Now, I believe this. I don't know what you believe. I believe the New Testament giving is greater than the Old Testament tithe. I believe that in a New Testament day that you give from your heart and you give as God has prospered you and you give willingly from your heart. Ain't God praying? And you give like that, then the blessing of God will be on you. Amen. That's right. You know what, boys, I'm telling you, it just gets me. I don't know what, I'm going to say this. I don't know what anybody in this church gives of themselves. I don't look at the books. That's between you and God. I ain't like that. But I don't understand if somebody makes $100, they're going to give just 10. That's right. If they get down to the very penny on their giving, and you know what? I tell you what, God don't need our money. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He owns the hill they own. And he said if he was hungry, he wouldn't ask us. Amen. He owns it all. He's got it all. And I tell you this morning, thank God, if the church is going to be blessed of God, thank God, they've got to learn to give. Amen. That just don't mean money neither. Now, I don't know. I won't say again. I appreciate everything you give toward this camp. Amen. Thank God for it. But I'm just trying to preach your heart to help you this morning. That if the Lord's going to add to the church, there's got to be obedient people in the church. There's got to be some established people in the church. And if they're not established and obedient and doing what God says in the church, then the church is going to be dead. It's not going to have no life. It's not going to have no fire. It's not going to have no action. I'm telling you, it don't take a man long if he's living for God from the Holy Ghost to fill him and use him and tell him what to do. Amen. I got saved over 30 years ago. Over 30 years ago I got saved. And I'm telling you what, I never had to have a man to tell me to get a haircut, get a shave. And I'm not preaching against that. I'm just saying that what people say is they try to tell people what to do. I didn't have that. You don't have to have that. Amen?
Yeah.
That's right. There's nothing wrong with... Brother Joe, ain't nothing wrong with your beard. Amen. That's right. Nobody had to... But what I'm saying is the Holy Ghost that lives within me, He told me to give.
Yes.
He told me to read my Bible.
Yes, He did.
He told me to attend the house of God.
Yes.
I mean, all through the Word, I didn't have to have a man. I don't say, now you got to go to church. Now you got to give. Now you got to read your Bible. Now you got to pray. That little old baby right there, hey, a mama's never had to tell him, you need to drink milk, amen. That's why we live in a day, that's why we live in a church day where everybody in the church, listen to me. Listen to what I'm about to say. They're preacher worshipers. Because that's who they followed.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. It don't listen to me. It don't. I'm the man of God because God called me. God put me in a calling. But I'm not God. And I can't. I don't want you to be like me. I don't want you to. Hey, God, be like. I'm not trying to make disciples. Hey, God, if I drop dead now, you better have enough God in you to get a man of God that wants to preach and do God's will. Amen. I'm telling you, all we're raising this day is a bunch of rules trying to make people do something and draw the Holy Ghost. I can't tell you, and my words don't work. Amen. That's right. That's what's happening this day. God help us. I think you ought to obey them how to rule over you as they speak the Word of God. But they're not God. Hey, the spokesman for God. What we've done this day, we've built preacher images. Amen. I appreciate people respecting me. I appreciate people, thank God, praying for me and all that. I'm not preaching about it. I'm talking about in this day and hour, we've built the church around one man, and it ought not be so. It ought to be built upon Christ, and it ought to be built upon the whole body. Amen. That's right. When you get in this thing, and all you won't do, thank God, is just, and I tell you, can I tell you something, Miss Boyce? What's happened in the church is not what they've done here. They love one another. They continued in the Word. They continued in prayer. They continued in fellowship. They continued in giving. And God added to the church. And if you want to see people saved in this church, hey, God, you do the same thing. Amen. It's just not up to the pulpit.
Amen.
I understand, though, that God put a calling on me. I understand that God called me to preach the gospel. I know that. But I'm telling you what. There's something in me.
Yeah.
There's something in me. When that man read that scripture this morning, there's something in me that says I see it.
Oh, yes.
There's something in me that when that Bible's open, it means something to me. That when that man's a praying, that means something to me. God help, I'm telling you, it ought not be where you're looking around and you're not caring what the man of God's preaching. And when he's preaching the Word of God, ain't got all kind of distractions, everything else going on in the house of God. I'm telling you, it ought not be. Amen. It ought not be when somebody's singing, ain't God, you're talking and you're looking around. Ought not be. There, God, I'm telling you, something's wrong in your own heart. It's really in your own heart. If you can't get plugged in and get in the church and go forward, he added to the church. If such as should be saved. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Amen, preacher. I know that's right. Thank God he added to the church. I want to preach a little bit to you. Thank God, are you in the church?
Amen.
Now, the first thing to get in the church, you got to be saved.
Yes,
he didn't say added to the church such as had been through catechism.
No.
He didn't say he added to the church such as had been baptized. He didn't even know we baptized by immersion. Thank God he said they had to be saved. He didn't add to the church. Thank God because had good people. I thought one time, dear God, we need to check our membership. Somebody asked me, how many you got members? How many members you got? I said, I don't know. I don't know how many people's on the church membership. But if they don't come, they ought not be on it.
Yeah. Right.
I know some of these constitutions, they fouled up. I don't know who wrote them. But that Bible ain't backing it.
Yeah.
Amen. They'll say, well, if somebody hadn't been in 30 days, they don't have a right to vote. Dear God, they ought to say if it hadn't been in, unless they providentially hindered, if it hadn't been in a week, they don't have a right. Unless they providentially hindered, sick or something like that. Why would a man lay out 30 days and come in 31 days later and vote? Amen.
Amen.
That's right. It says if they don't give, they can't vote. That's what it says. I mean, brother, I'm telling you what, I don't even find nowhere in the Bible they ever did vote.
No.
That's just satisfying you. That's all it is. We ought to have enough God and sense to know, hey, if it's what God wants, let's go with it.
Amen.
Amen. Why do people have to vote on it? Moses didn't ask them at the Red Sea, hey, boys, just vote on this thing, see if we won't cross paths. They just done it. Amen. I tell you, we've got away from that Bible so much that we've got, listen, if you want the power of God in the church, we got to get back to the Bible. And I'm telling you, if we get back to the Bible, that means there's got to be some things, hey, God, that we've tried to traditionalize that's not in the Bible. Amen. They added to the church. What kind of church? Bible-believing church. Somebody asked me that. I think it was a Baptist church. I said, well, Baptist comes from baptizing. After regeneration, they baptized by immersion. That's what. But I'll say this. I mean, I'm not a Baptist brighter. I don't believe that kind of stuff. I believe a church is a church by the practice on the inside and what they believe according to Scripture. I don't believe it's just a church because you got a group of people meeting and got Baptists on the side. I believe it's the pillar and ground of truth. I believe that we need to practice what the Bible says, and I believe it's established by the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, regeneration by the Holy Ghost, baptism by immersion after you're saved, only an act of obedience and identification with Christ. But friend, I'm telling you this, baptism is not an element of salvation. Baptism only identifies you because you have been saved with Christ and His church, and they got baptized after they received the Word. Amen. That's right. Then you join the church. And you're in part of the church. But are you in the church? You know, I mean, are you saved? Are you saved? I didn't ask you, was you a good person? I didn't ask you, was you religious? But I ask you, are you saved? I'm not even a religious man myself. He said, pure religion, undefiled before God's visit with us, and thank God, keep himself unspotted from the world. I mean, if you want to talk about religion that way, but I'm telling you, everybody's religious. In this day, everybody's got a religion, and that's what they live by. They live by religion, and they got a set of rules they go by, and they work their way here and work their way there. I'm telling you, works is in me, because it's been ordained unto good works after I got saved. Thank God, I tell you, nobody has to tell me. Thank God, my friend, the Bible says, if God saves you, then faith works.
Yeah.
I still believe that God does things in and through the church.
Yeah.
Are you in the church? I didn't talk about the building now. I'm talking about our church. I'll say this now. The Lord added to them.
Yeah.
There was already a good crowd of people that was in that church. Now the Lord added to them. So if the Lord added to him, then he has to add to this church. He gives increase in the church.
Yes, he does.
If he don't give the increase in the church, then there'll be no increase in the church. Hey, God, I tell you, but you know what I think? I think we ought to see the pews filled, amen, with people this morning, that we we've been invited, compelled, even had to go get and bring them to the house of God, that they might be in the church service at the house of God, that they might be saved and born again. I'm not in the proselyte business, but I am in the gospel preaching business, and men need to be saved. Amen. Right. Amen. I won't say this. I don't want nobody here. God don't.
Amen. Right.
Somebody's shoe might not fit.
Sure.
Right. Amen. God's the one that fits the church together.
Yeah.
That's right. But I'll tell you what, I'd like to see three or four people beside y'all. I'd like to see a couple in there. I'd like to see about three or four right here. In every pew, I'd like to not even see no red. I'd like to see the whole house of God filled. I'd like to see all them old boys that we've talked to. I'd like to see your family members come in. I'd like to see it. I'd like to see some of the church members be more faithful and be here. Amen. That's right, brother. But I'm telling you what, when you get saved, thank God you can and you will get in where God's at in the house of God and worship Him. Hey, you don't have to have, thank God, an invitation. The Holy Ghost tell you get with the church. Amen. Get this here. They were called Christians first at Antioch. What were they doing when they were called Christians? It's Christ-like, but what were they doing? They were assembled with the church. Acts 11:26. It says when they assembled with the church, they called them Christians, which means Christ-like. They said, them's little Jesus, them's little Christ. They're assembled with the church. That body of believers had power on earth. Amen. They said they turned the world upside down. The gospel's come here. Can I tell you something? Hey, the gospel's starting to be spread from this local church. It's not the number, it's the work. Amen. It's what God does. And through the gospel here, hey, God, Westside Baptist ought to make a difference, not only in Rowan County, but it ought to make a difference throughout the world, and it is right now because God's allowed it to happen, and the word of God's going forth, and therefore we're standing out, echoing out the gospel, that men might be saved. Amen. That's right. I'm glad I'm part of it. Amen. He said the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Are you saved? I'm asking you a question personally. Are you saved? Are you saved? You've got to be saved. The Bible says there's no salvation any other, for none other a name under heaven to get among men, whereby we must be saved. And let me ask you a question this morning. If you're here and you're not saved, then why not you saved? Then I got another question for you. If you're saved, why hadn't you been baptized? That's what they did. If they got saved, they got baptized by the church has the authority to baptize. The church has the authority to administer the Lord's Supper. The church has been given that authority. So if you are saved and born again, why have not you been baptized in, thank God, the church? I'll tell you why you hadn't. Because it's not in your heart. If it's in your heart, you won't be baptized.
Yeah.
Into the church, the local church. Is that not what the covenant says, the church covenant? Is that not what it says, Brother Danny, that by regeneration, after a man's been regenerated, born again, that he's baptized by immersion, and he becomes a member of the Baptist church that way, amen, by being born again, testifying to the church, then the preacher, thank God, with the authority of the vote of the church, and he baptizes that man in water, thank God, it don't have nothing to do with as far as him being saved, but it does, thank God, allow him to be a member of the church, and come in the church. I'm telling you what, if you've been saved, thank God you ought to be baptized. You know what? If I died today, I'll tell you what. My wife would tell him at the funeral home. She'd say, he was a member of the church. They'd say, well, was he a member of anything else? He is a member of the church.
Yeah.
He wasn't a member of the Elks. He wasn't a member of the Mooses. He wasn't a member of the Shriners. He wasn't a member of the Masons. Thank God. He's a member of the church.
Yeah.
But you know what? If your wife or husband had to bury you today, you know what some of you had to say? Oh, you might say what you want to. They'll put anything in the newspaper. He attended. He attended. And he didn't do that too often. Isn't it amazing how people get religious when it's about time to die? I mean, it gets time to die. People get time to die. And I preach. Thank God that lady asked me today. I had never met the fella. I correspond with him. I love him. Thank God she asked me about preaching a funeral service for him. And I said, I'll be more than glad to, because I want to be a help blessing anybody I can. Thank God I don't know the fella. She said he was saved. He said he was saved. And I believe a man must be. Thank God he died with cancer. But I tell you this. I'm glad to know, thank God, that I'm a member of the church. Church. Are you in the church? I won't say this morning. Since I've been a member of the church, I've been a faithful attendant of it.
Amen.
I've given. I've testified. I've sang when it's time to sing. I just didn't stand there with a book in my hand, looking around. We sing, we testify, we give, I preach. I've been involved in the church. For 30 years, I've been involved in the house of God. I could take my record today and say, hey, it could have been better in a lot of things. But I'm telling you what, it'd be hard about improved on some of the church, thank God, faithfulness that I've tried to be down through the years. And I'm going to tell you one thing. The problem with a lot of people are they don't love the church. Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. He gave himself for the church. And I'm telling you this, thank God, friend, if God's Son Jesus gave himself for the church because he loved the church, I'm telling you, there ought to be people attending here, thank God, that loves the church. Amen. That's right. I'll tell you this and I'm through. I believe this in my heart. I believe a man is saved, he'll be in the church.
Yes, he will.
Yeah.
Yes, he will. Amen. I used to worry about that kind of thing as a pastor. I remember when I started here, you know, when you get saved, you think everybody thinks like you do. Everybody says they're saved after you get saved. You go talk to your family and your friends, and they say, yeah, we saved, and then it's church time, and you don't never see nobody. And I remember when we started here, man, I tell you, I went through year after year having revival, and about half the people would show up. I'd be so mad and upset, and I wonder, God, how in the world can we have revival? The church don't even show up. God says, it'll take a little while. It don't take me long, but it's going to take him long, a good while to come to it. I've seen people miss the house of God for grocery shopping. I've seen them miss the house of God because they had a ball game. Or little so-and-so had dance recital. Get her out of it. Get her into church. Get him into church. It's unreal of some of the excuses that people give why they can't attend the house of God. It's unreal. And the same people, I've seen them out at Walmart. I'm not ugly to him, but I'm just trying to prove a point. Thank God, if a man's in the church, get in the church. I think people ought to take a vacation. I think that's healthy. I think families ought to do that. I don't think they ought to do it every other week. I don't see how you'd have the money to do it every other week. Amen. If I had the money, I wouldn't do it. That's maybe why God didn't give it to me. I might try it. Amen. But I'm telling you what. Isn't it amazing how people always want to take Sunday? You ever thought about that?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's all right. I'll say it again. I think it's good for families to take vacation. I really do. I think there's times that providentially hindered that people had to do things and help their family and that kind of thing. There's oxes in the ditches all the time. We have to help get them out. I understand all that. But I don't understand how man can say saved and Brother Sunday comes around and he's on the fishing bank or he's at a ball game or he's doing something else. I can't understand that. Maybe somebody enlightened me on it. Because, buddy, I tell you, I got about as strong a conviction in my heart about that kind of thing as anybody else. I mean, praise God. I don't know where I'd go this morning if I didn't come here. I don't know. I'm not talking about going on a vacation. I'm talking about just at the house. I don't know what I'd do. I'd feel like a dog.
Yes, you would.
I'd feel like that old... That old dog I get on down there sometimes, he has to crawl there and get under the bush. I mean, I couldn't imagine. I mean, me just saying, well, I'm not going today. I can't make it today. And I saw some people, their little boy had a cold, and the whole family stayed home to take care of it. Man, we just might as well call a funeral service right now about as y'all, what y'all looking at me like. Nobody don't want this kind of preacher no more. It causes responsibility. It causes people to thank God to hone up to it.
Right.
Amen. That's right. I'm going to tell you what, that's just honest truth. That's just the truth, what I preach to your heart. Thank God they couldn't. And listen, they met daily in the temple. They was daily in the temple. It wasn't on Sunday and on Wednesday night. They met daily in the temple. I've learned a little bit. I've been in here about 25 if I make it. If I make it. I always say it. Somebody, how long have you been pastoring? I said, if I make it, October, if I make it, I don't ever take nothing for granted. Well, right. God might tell me to get out before October comes. He's God. Right. I'm pastoring here because God called me to. Amen. I love every one of you. You know I do.
Amen.
But I don't love you above the Word of God.
Amen.
And I don't want you to love me above the Word of God.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. But I'll tell you one thing, buddy. I'll tell you one thing. As old B.R. Lakin used to say, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. If you really love God, you'll love His church.
Amen.
You'll love His church. We need the power in the church. We need to see some things going in the church. I couldn't blame these little old boys and little girls for not wanting to come sometimes because of how dead the church can be sometimes and how the services are. And nobody believes God for anything anymore much. But I'm telling you what, this church ought not never be like it. Ought to believe God for the salvation of sinners. Ought to believe God to heal bodies. Ought to believe God to do great mighty things. Ought to believe God to hear the Holy Ghost. Ought to believe God to hear the Word of God. Ought to believe God to see some power and love one another and see the Holy Ghost move. And ought to believe God for them kind of things. Amen.
Yeah.
Right. Praise God. Amen. The Lord added to the church. I just want to know if you're in the church. Let's stand this morning.